So I guess I'll start with more about myself. My name is Braden Alexander. I've been a community radio volunteer for the past 3 years, give or take. I've had a classical music radio show on CKXU 88.3 FM in Lethbridge while I was a student doing a Bachelor of Music undergrad. The first show's title was Now That's Class, and the second current title is Classical Afternoons. For many of us in my undergraduate program, we were wondering what to do with our program, what to do with our skills. And I noticed that there was a radio station on campus, and that's when I first learned about campus and community radio. And I never really thought about community radio at first, but with the specter of production activities and using audio-related stuff, that's why I was at first drawn to community radio. Later on, there was an opportunity to do production activities through a grant, through a Government of Alberta semester internship. And there I got to know more about the nitty-gritty of production in a radio environment. But I also had the chance to interact with a lot of people that I probably wouldn't have if I hadn't joined community radio. It was here that I first encountered Lauren Crazybull and her podcast, This is Blackfoot Territory. And as an audio editor who also happens to be Indigenous, I figured this would be a great opportunity to be context aware when being the editor, when doing the audio production. But the more I did this podcast, the more I realized what it meant to be Indigenous, realized what it meant to be an Indigenous content creator, and that only deepened my drive to understand what it means, what all of that means. Moving forward to the National Campus Community Radio Conference, coming from Ontario to the University of Alberta, I heard that the NCRC was in Ottawa and that I would be able to attend the conference as I would be returning home upon graduation from the University of Lethbridge. So through a number of different channels, I was able to secure a grant to the NCRC, and being production-minded with a production background, I figured I would go into the NCRC with production activities in mind of how figuring out how I could maximize my production skills, how I can use those production skills elsewhere, and I will get into that in the following set of podcasts.